What an animal. Who even does that? Oh, motherfucker better lose my number. Huh? Oh. Sorry. I didn't realize you were there. My date? Fucking fantastic. Can't you tell? Well, I finally thought, you know, here I've met a mature, sensitive, smart guy I can actually talk to. Someone who thinks with this head instead of the other one. Joke's on me, though. There's no such fucking thing. I what? I look good? Are you... Did you not hear what I just said? Oh, fucking no. Just no. It is a mess in here. Fuck. Why was that glass there? What do you... No, just leave it. I'll clean it myself. I fucking will, because that's what women are good for, right? We're just a walking set of holes for you to fuck, and then a maid to clean up the messes around the house afterwards. Yeah, well, you may have never said it to me, because I'm your mother, but you're no different than all the other men... No, no. All the other boys out there. You come across a woman like me, and all you see are some big tits, wide hips, thick thighs, and a big round ass. I'm a walking, talking, fucking sex doll, nothing more. Isn't that right? No, look at me. Don't lie to me. I've seen the way you stare at me when I'm dressed up. Your own mother. The way your eyes leer over my body when I'm in my bathing suit, or... God, even just walking around the house in shorts and sports bras. You're a boy, just like the rest of them. You can't help yourself, not even with your own mother. And you know what? I'm fucking tired of it. I'm tired of being seen as just a sexed up bimbo simply because I want to feel and dress nicely. Excuse me? Okay, so what you're saying is if I wear a nice little fitted dress that makes me feel good, it's just an invitation for men everywhere to objectify me? Your mother? Absolutely not. Oh, no. You know what? Sit down. On the chair. Now. Because you're my fucking son, and I told you to. Clearly. You have no idea what it's like. Here we go. Well, son, today you're gonna find out. And you're gonna learn some respect along the way. Hmm? Oh, this? Well, it's rope, of course. Hands. Shh, hands. Ugh. Behind your back. Because I have no choice in being objectified, and now neither do you. What do you mean, why? I mean, look at you, walking around like that, wearing nothing but your gray track pants. If you didn't want to be looked at or touched this way, maybe you shouldn't have dressed like this. Big, strong man, all tied up. Oh, I like the way your muscles flex and move when you try to get out of your restraints. Mm-hmm. Such sexy arms, baby. And your forearms. Ooh, your shoulders, too. Chest. Shh, you little tease. Aw, look who's getting excited. Oh, what do you mean, don't touch? Why else would a man wear gray track pants with no underwear if he didn't want people to notice this, Oh, you can't tell me you don't like it. I can feel you throbbing. Aw, look at me. You're just a big, strong, stupid boy. You wouldn't even know what to do with a woman like me. But I know what to do with a toy like you. Mm-hmm, that's right, a toy. Well, that's all you are to me now. A conveniently large, warm, hard in all the right places toy for me to use and play with. Aw, what's that? You don't like this? Oh, poor baby. You don't want it? No, my hands grazing every inch of you and you never asked them to. Oh, caressing and massaging and stroking parts of your body that no one should ever touch without your permission. Huh, well, too bad. That's the point, remember? Shh, 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 shh. No, you did this to yourself. This is what you're good for, remember? You're just a big, muscly toy for me to have my fun with. Shh, shh, shh. What? This is what your cock is for. For me to wrap my little fingers around and rub and stroke it. For me to watch grow while I play with it. I don't care if you don't want this. Well, because I just love cock so much. Duh, remember? You may be my toy for the night, but your mother is just a walking, talking, sexed up bimbo, baby. You practically said it yourself. You think I dress like a whore, so I might as well act like one. And whores. Whores love cock. Doesn't matter if you're my son or some fucking stranger. I'm just such a dick-loving slut that I'm gonna take what I want from whoever, whenever. And since you've so openly declared yourself a man whore by dressing like one, well. Oh, this is what I need right now. Shh, shh, shh. I don't care, baby. I don't care. A big, hard cock like this needs to be used. I mean, look at it. It has no business throbbing and twitching like that if you don't want it. You practically begged for this when you decided to dress like that. Walking around, showing off your body, your chest, your stomach, this part of your hips, and of course, the dick print in your pants earlier. Oh, shut up. You knew exactly what you were doing, you little whore. Just a slut mother and her whore of a son. Since mommy had a nice big dick to ride. This reminds me of my fun suction cup dildo. That's right. You're nothing more to me right now than just a hard, fleshy cock. Just like my dildo. You're just another one of my toys. Oh, and I love riding my toys, baby. Shh, shh, shh. You're just gonna sit still while I slide my panties down and hike my dress up so I can crawl right on top of you. Shh. Don't make me cover your mouth. My toys never say no. Oh, look at that. That big, throbbing dick just aching to be inside of my warm, creamy pussy. Are you ready? Too bad. Oh, fuck. Oh, I knew you were good for something. This is it, baby. Oh, your mommy's sex toy. You're just an object to me now, isn't that right? Because you dress like a man whore and act like a man whore. And all you men are really good for anyway is providing a big, hard cock for us women to fill and stretch ourselves with. Oh, and you're good for one other thing, of course. Your cum. Yes, your cum. Because women like me are just here to be fucked and filled and bred, aren't we? Isn't that what you want, ultimately? To fill women like me up with your seed. An animal way of claiming a woman. Shh, of course you do. That's why big motherly hips, sexy thick thighs, and full heavy tits like the ones I have in your face make you unable to control yourself. Because deep, deep down, you're programmed to fuck me and fill me and breed me. It's your purpose and mine. Oh, it doesn't matter if you're my son, baby. Remember, mommy's a whore. Well, I dress like one, so I might as well act like one. Oh, and whores love getting their cunts nice and creamy with cum. You're nothing more to me right now than a cock and a set of big, heavy, sperm-filled balls. And I am gonna milk every last drop out of you with my greedy little pussy. Shh. No. Okay. That's enough back talk from my little toy. I didn't want to cover your mouth, but if you won't stop, I want to fucking come. Fuck. Sluts like me deserve to be filled up and bread. Even better that it'll be my own son impregnating me, huh? What a sign to the rest of the world of just what a depraved fucking whore your mommy is. Getting knocked up by her own son. Fuck. I'm so close. Shush. Mommy's gonna come, baby. Mommy's whore cunt is gonna come all over your cock. Oh, yes. 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 Fuck. Such a good little toy. I can't hear you, remember? You don't get to speak right now. Oh, are you gonna come? You want mommy to stop moving her hips and get off you so you don't fill her womb with your seed? You don't want to knock me up, baby? You don't want to fuck your cum into your whore mommy's cunt. Cum. Cum all over my hand. All over your stomach. That's it, fucking cum. Good. Fuck, that's it. Oh, look at it just spraying and shooting out of you. Oh, rope after rope. That's it. See? This sticky, warm cum. That's what you're good for. Here. I guess I can uncover your mouth now. Well, now that I'm all done with you. What? Well, of course I wasn't actually gonna let you come in me. I'm not on birth control. Now, how did it feel to have your wants and needs completely disregarded, What, you didn't like having someone else speak and decide for you based solely on your body and what parts you have? Well then, did you learn your lesson? Yes, what? Yes, mommy. Good. Then I suppose I'll go ahead and untie you now. And, son, my darling boy, there you go. The next time you want to say something disrespectful about your mother, or any other woman for that matter, I suggest you think twice. I didn't have to get off of you. What better way to teach my son a lesson than to saddle him with a baby he didn't ask for? Are we clear? Peachy. Now get out of my sight.